What you doing? I'm your Otaku Tater and the AC Stores with this week's Otakutainment News. I got some news for you from the week of April 22nd, 2024 through April 28th, 2024, and there's not a whole lot that caught my eye. There is one big one that's quite a bit of a unique celebration I didn't see coming. To celebrate Cowboy Bebop's 25th anniversary and Magic the Gathering's 30th anniversary, the two are collaborating for the release of Magic the Gathering's Outlaw of Thunder Junction. Magic the Gathering Japan posted a promotional video on YouTube in the style of Cowboy Bebop's opening, even using Tank for the music. It's really cool. Since Magic the Gathering is more fantasy compared to Cowboy Bebop being more out of space, this video shows characters with fantasy equivalents for spaceships and firearms like wagons and magic weapons, and most of the text is replaced with card names and effects. Magic the Gathering Japan will run several campaigns along with this trailer. There will be a set of 5 special promo cards shipped out themed after Cowboy Bebop. Ossification will be from August 2nd to September 19th. Disdainful Stroke will be from September 27th to November 7th. Go for the Throat will be from November 15th, 2024 to January 30th, 2025. Lightning Strike will be from February 7th to March 2nd, 2025. And finally, Snake Skin Veil will be from April 4th to May 29th, 2025. Over a year-long campaign. 1,000 Magic the Gathering people will have a chance to win a playmat or card sleeves, plus a random postcard based off of either of them, with a purchase of 3,000 yen, about 1940 in US dollars, worth of unopened Magic the Gathering products from participating Wizard Play Network stores between April 26, 2024 and March 31st, 2025, as long as they are from sets released after January 2021. Fans will also receive Third Junction stickers with a purchase of 3,000 yen worth of unopened Magic Gathering products from the same stores and participating at Friday Night Magic events. Players receive an original playmat if they participate in the Japan Standard Cup, Outlaws of Thunder Junction, Playmat Challenge, Pioneer Modern, and Magic Arena Best of One Standard tournaments at the Player Convention, Aichi 2024, at the Aichi Sky Expo in Aichi Prefecture, Japan, between May 25th and 26th. This playmat's design is modeled off of the Final Cup before the title appears in the Cowboy Bebop opening theme. Lastly, the full card list for Thunder Junction is available on Magic the Gathering's homepage. They're doing a lot for this campaign. I'm not a huge Magic the Gathering person anymore. I had some, but I am a big Cowboy Bebop fan. So it's not a collaboration I expected, but it's a pretty cool one seeing everything that's going on with it. Time to celebrate the birthdays of some of our favorite characters of this week. I have one for each day, the ones I see as the biggest ones, at least to me. Starting on April 22nd, we have Inosuke Hashibira from Demon Slayer. On April 23rd, we have Haruyuki Arita from A Cell World. On April 24th, we have Tatsuya Shiba from The Irregular at Magic High School. On April 25th, we have Junta Shiraishi from Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible. On April 26th, we have Hoshino Koharu from Sakura Quest. On April 27th, we have Akira Hattori from Bakuman. And then on April 28th, we have Katie from Inuyasha. There are surprisingly not a whole lot of birthdays this week that at least I recognize. But if I missed some of your favorite characters, because I probably did, let me know which ones they would be. It is time for the new releases for this week, and there's not a whole lot, but still plenty to talk about. One Piece Books is releasing Parallel World Pharmacy Volume 4 by Sei Takano, Liz Takayama, and Geep Out. Square Enix is releasing Other Side Picnic Volume 9 by Iori Miyazawa, Eita Mizuno, and Shirakaba. And Soul Eater The Perfect Edition Volume 14 by Asushi Okubo. Jnovel Club is releasing the manga This Art Club Has a Problem, Volume 3 by Imi Gimuru. And the light novel A Livid Lady's Guide to Getting Even, How I Crushed My Homeland with My Mighty Grimoires, Volume 1 by Hagure Metabo and Masami. Viz is releasing Boys Abyss, Volume 5 by Ryo Minami. And the book of Jujutsu Kaisen, The Official Character Guide by Gege Akutami. Kodansha released A Brief Moment at Ichika Volume 1 by Natsu Tadano. And Ogami-san Can't Keep It In, Volume 4 by Yu Yoshidamaru. Since he's released the manga Made in Abyss Volume 12 by Kihito Tsukushi, and the light novel The Weakest Tamer began a journey to pick up trash Volume 6 by Hono Bonoru 500 and Nama. As well as the audiobooks of Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation Volumes 14 and 15 by Rifujin Maganote and Shirotaka. Finally, Yenpress released the manga The Do-Over Damsel Conquers the Dragon Emperor Volume 3 by Sarasa Nagase and Anko Yuzu and Mitsuya Fuji. Then lastly, the light novel Riviere in the Land of Prayer Volume 1 by Jogi Shirashi and Azure. Those are the new releases for this week. There are still more, regardless of being a light week. So let me know what you got, if you got anything this week, or what you plan to get. Nothing that's sticking out to me this week, regardless of how interesting some of them are, but still, let me know what it is. And that is the news for this week of Otakutainment News. Once again, let me know what you thought of the Magic Gathering Cowboy Bebop collab, all the birthdays this week, and all the new releases. Plenty to talk about this week, regardless of the lightness of it. But yeah, you can leave a comment, you can find me on social media, DAC Stories, or email me at dcstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord, we're talking about all kinds of stuff there. I have a Ko-fi, I want to thank my Ko-fi members, Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to help support me just a little bit, you don't have to, but I will appreciate it. You can find the links to my Ko-fi and all my others on the description, but that is it for this Otakutainment News. If you like, go ahead and give a like, you want to keep up with it each week, go and subscribe. But I have been your Otaku Tamer, DAC Stories. Until next week, thank you so much, and bye.